Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Thank you, Joelle.
That's the process.
That's Joe.
Wow.
He's feeling good. He had that big chain.
Yeah.
The big 76ers chain, which was awesome. He's something else. He's a character.
Yeah. I mean, I'm old, so yeah. You say anything about the young guys with the chain, you're just an old dude. So
right.
Get off my lawn. So, yeah, I stopped wearing jewelry 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's like Flavor Flav, but it wasn't a clock.
Yeah.
It was some kind of a 76ers thing. But yeah, so they and not surprising they beat the Magic, because you know the Magic is not a very good team. But they clinch, they get the number one seed. That should be celebrated, Ike. Not often that you get a team that is the best in their conference.
No. See, and I've been waiting to talk about this.
Good.
I'm actually tired of this nonsense that's going on. It's about celebrating the number one seed. Don't nobody care about that. Stop it with the celebrating the number one seed. Because, see, here's what happens. You do that when you're trying to position yourself for a soft landing. You want it to be okay. We got the number one seed. What a successful season. Don't nobody give a damn about that.
So it's okay if you don't
make
it to the finals.
Don't nobody care about that. Expectations are higher. And this isn't about an opportunity to rip the Sixers, because I love what they've doing. What they've done and what they're doing. The process has worked. I've been on board with it. But let's stop it with this celebrating number one seed nonsense. You don't get a bye week. So it's not like the NFL when you would celebrate a number one seed, because you wouldn't have to play that first week, right? Puts you automatically in the second round. That's when you celebrate a number one seed. Don't nobody give a damn about the number one seed in basketball. And Joe DeCamera brought up a great stat that I'd already known about, but he brought it up, especially about the Eastern Conference. Only twice in the last 12 years has the number one seed made it to the finals.
Mm.
So that tells you the number one seed don't mean nothing.
Right.
It don't mean a thing.
Well, I don't think the Nets are all that worried about the number one seed.
That's the point that I'm making.
Right.
And my concern is we are. We're so excited that we got the number one seed. We don't have to play the Nets. Were you scared of them? Scared of Milwaukee? See, the teams that don't worry about number one seeds, those are the teams who know that they can beat whoever you put in front of them.
Right.
We're running around talking about how happy we are. We got the number one seed, so we can avoid teams.
Right. Like, you look at what the Nuggets and the Clippers were doing, which is trying to avoid the Lakers. Like, guess what? If you're worried about avoiding teams, you're not good enough to win. Yep.
You're going to get bounced eventually.
And they are going to get bounced.
Yes.
Right? Now, it's just a matter of what the 76ers. Now, matchups will help them.
Sure.
Right? Matchups will help them because they are going to avoid those two teams.
They should cakewalk to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's why it's nothing to celebrate. Get to the Eastern Conference Finals and win that one. Then we celebrate. I'm not saying you got to win the NBA championship for us to be happy. But, damn, I'll be happy if you knock off Giannis and the Bucks to get to the finals. If you knock off KD and Brooklyn to get to the finals. I don't care about you beating the Hawks and the stinking Hornets.
Yep.
Nobody cares about that. You should beat them. You should sweep them.
Mm.
Shouldn't lose a game till you get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So some of the things I'm worried about.
Am I crazy with this?
No.
The only thing thing that matters is if you win the Eastern Conference Finals, you got a cakewalk to the finals.
Well, I hope that this isn't the trophy that they're...
Eastern Conference Finals, that is, I'm speaking of, not the NBA Finals. You got a cakewalk to the Eastern Conference Finals.
The thing that I'm worried about with this team is that the Embiid stuff was he wanted to be the MVP. Mm-hmm. Ben was lobbying for the Defensive Player of the Year. The individual achievements now with this, it's like there's no trophy for being the first overall seed in the playoffs.
And they won't get the other trophies, either the MVP or the Defensive Player of the Year.
Right. Exactly. I mean, so like all the worry about that and the lobbying for that, they had a soft schedule down the stretch. That's not good. They haven't really been tested since, I guess, the last time they played Milwaukee on that back-to-back. They've had some easy games. Even though they've lost some games, still, they didn't face the kind of competition that they're going to be facing when you're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals. And that doesn't bode well.
No.
That doesn't bode well when you now have easy matchups in the playoff. They'll probably lose a game, maybe even early in a series. And then just because of their talent alone, they'll bounce back and they'll sleepwalk past these games.
They played a Hornets, Indiana, or Miami, or who? I don't even know who they play in the second round. The Knicks or the Hawks?
It would be the
Knicks or the Hawks, right?
Yes. Yep. Whoever wins that series, the 4-5 series.
We're going to jump up. Who's the best player on the Hawks?
Trae
Young. He's 5'10". We're going to jump up and down because the Sixers beat the Hawks?
Yeah, they're feisty, right? But for them, winning a first-round series for the Knicks or the Hawks, them winning a first-round series is a successful season.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. It's three teams in the Eastern Conference that's worth a damn.
Yep.
You're one of the three. You should cakewalk past. I'm not telling you that we aren't going to enjoy it. What I'm saying is that isn't the bar.
Right.
The bar for me isn't getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. You should get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, if you can knock off Milwaukee or Brooklyn, now we're talking about something. Now I will say this was an exceptional season.
Oh, sure.
I'm not even saying you got to go win the title. I'm just saying, but if you get in a playoff series and you prove to me that Embiid, Simmons, and Tobias Harris is ready to take down other stars in the NBA, other legitimate stars, guys that have actually accomplished something in this league, not Julius Randle and a band of misfits in New York. It's Julius Randle and the New York Knicks. So you can't even name anybody else on that team.
Not really, no.
So in order for me to be impressed by what the Sixers are doing, because we have a very good team, as great as Embiid was, he missed 21 games, and they still have the number one record in the East. That lets you know the team is very good.
And Ben has missed a lot of games, and they keep winning, you're right.
So we all are waiting for that matchup against either Brooklyn or Milwaukee. All these other ones are just appetizers.
Yeah.
First round, second round appetizer. Yeah, let me see you in that main course. Then we got some heat.
Yeah, I think we were talking about it last week and why isn't the buzz there? It's just, and we mentioned it, and you're right.
I just said it.
Yeah, it's hurry up and get to the finals.
Yep.
It is. We've been here, done this, right? Yeah, sure. They have to advance past the second round and get to the conference finals, but does anybody expect them not to make the conference finals? They're huge favorites.
Boy, if we think people were upset they lost in the second round the previous years, losing the second round this year.
Yeah, they're not going to. They're going to make it. But once they get to the conference finals, now how are you feeling about them, Mike? Feeling good? Feeling great? Feeling not so good? I mean, I don't expect them to win. I don't think they're going to be. I mean, listen, the Bucks have a chance to beat the Nets just because the Nets are going to try to see, all right, let's get all three on the court and let's go.
Well, the Bucks are a good team.
Yes, they are.
Bucks are a good team. So, I mean, I'm okay with the Sixers wanting to avoid having to play both of them. I get that. I'm just saying that I'm not impressed until you knock off one of them.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, because we've seen it all. We've seen the regular season wins. We've seen that they can beat the bad teams. They're going to walk to the conference finals.
Our bar has to be higher than beating Charlotte in the first round and beating Atlanta or New York in the second round. Come on, man.
So you're not celebrating the number one
seed. No!
Jack, you celebrating the number one seed?
Well, I do think it's an important accomplishment. I mean, we're talking.
What is it important? What banner are you getting for it?
I'm not saying we got to raise a banner, but you know, given everything we went through with the process and they achieved getting the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, that's saying something. I think that's important.
Remember those Dwayne Casey Toronto Raptors number one seed?
Exactly.
Losing right away.
Remember Atlanta number one seed?
Yeah, they have
Milwaukee
to,
number one seeds.
I'm not saying they have to win though. I'm not saying like the season's a success. I'm just saying. It's an accomplishment that these guys, after the process, all that,
sure.
They got the one seed against a Brooklyn team, Bucks team, all this. Like it's. I felt a certain way when they clinched on Friday night.
You did?
Yeah.
What way did you feel?
Well, because I just felt, you know, I love those process teams, and it felt like it was all worth it to get to this point. You're the one seed, and I was, for the first time in a while, I was feeling good about the Sixers.
Wow.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So does that now follow into what you think's going to happen in the playoffs, Jack?
No.
Oh, so you're not feeling that good, huh?
No, but I felt proud of them for getting the one seed on Friday night.
Oh, okay. I mean, I knew they were going to do it, so
yeah,
so it was it was pretty much like I didn't even.
No, it was, the only question was whether they're going to blow the number one seed.
And I would have been shocked
they
if they
had to
didn't.
Leg up for the number one seed for the last 2 weeks.
They had to win one of their last four
yes.
games to do it.
I was just thinking about Roten. I was thinking about Henry Sims. I was thinking about Hollis Thompson.
Like, your Sixers fan life was flashing before you?
Oh, and it's like they got the one seed. It was like it was all worth it, you know? It was awesome accomplishment.
It was all worth it. I just think it's a little much with the whole celebrating the number one seed.
Well, your thing. Eyes on the prize.
Yeah, that's my only thing. I'm with you. Process was well worth it. I'm happy where they are. It almost feels like, you know, like when the Phillies were happy that they won 102 games, and then we lost in the first round.
Oh, man, best regular season team
yeah,
in Major
like,
League Baseball.
Like, so it's like winning number one seed, okay. Only teams that haven't won anything get happy about this type of stuff. And I know the Sixers haven't won anything since 83. But I just look at Philadelphia and I say, we aren't Utah. We aren't Phoenix. Like, Utah's happy they got the number one seed. And they're liable to lose in the first round. Because you know who they're going to play? The damn Lakers.
Or the Suns.
Warriors, yeah. Yep.
Is this Ben and Joel's third playoff series together or their fourth?
Fourth.
Yeah, like, you've been together long enough, right? With the whole
yes.
Yes.
No, this is the year. This
yes,
is the year.
Yeah, that's
this
what
is
I'm
the
saying,
year.
Jack.
Yes,
that's what I'm
year.
Saying. Like, yeah, I'm tired of this, man. We've already gone through the baby steps and all of that stuff.
Conference finals yeah. this year isn't the accomplishment where you say, all right, we'll come back and get them next year. No.
Now, here's what I will say. Here's what I will say. To be fair to them. I need to see. Milwaukee is different. Now, if you get Milwaukee, I'm probably going to want you to win that series, meaning that I'm going to expect you to win that series against Milwaukee. But Brooklyn, I won't lie. I won't sit here and lie and say I expect them to beat Brooklyn. I'll be rooting for them, but I need a competitive series. I need – not out in four or five. I need six or seven competitive games where we can walk off the court saying we're next. We're next.
Right.
I just feel like if they beat Charlotte in four games, they go out and or they beat Indiana in four games, then they go out and beat the Atlanta Hawks in four games, and then lose to Brooklyn in five.
Yeah, it can't be five. I mean, to your point, the details do matter. If you're talking
yeah.
about a seventh game, they
yeah,
lose, but
okay.
they're leaving the floor saying we got you next year.
Right.
We know we need one more piece, but
right.
we got you next year. Then you feel better about
yes.
it.
Yes, I'd feel better about it. I just felt like we were having a parade Saturday.
Jack was right in it. Another
like,
parade.
Like, what is going on Twitter? Like, what are we celebrating here?
Well, you know, 76ers Twitter's weak. You know that it's weak.
The Spike Guest can deliver.
You know. Don't say anything about Ben Simmons. They'll show up at your house with pitchforks. You know how they are. Bearded millennials. Very positive on the
Next
Sixers.
Next question.
Yes. All right, take some phone calls. 215-592-9494. Kyle in South Philly. Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Fellas, how we doing today?
What's up?
What's up, Kyle?
Hey,
first of all, that passionate plea.
I love you guys, man. Love your show. I haven't called in a while. It's like my first time calling, actually.
That is a while. Thank you for calling.
Yes, exactly. I wanted to talk about the playoffs. I know everybody is hyped up on the Sixers, but if they don't get past the conference final and make it to the championship, it's all for nothing to me.
You know? Oh, so we agree. Okay.
Exactly. I stole some of my thunder. I stole some of it.
I'm sorry about that, Cal. Go ahead.
It's all good, brother. But what I mean is, I think it's going to come down to Ben, man. Ben's going to be the common denominator. What Ben shows up. You know what I mean? Because teams are going to foul this guy. He's scared to go in the hole and get fouled. You know what I mean? Because Joel can't do it by himself. You know what I mean? He had an MVP season. He played his behind off, but he needs help. And I don't know if Ben's going to be that guy to do it. I hope he is, but I'm not too confident about it.
Yeah, and Tobias has got to step up too.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Exactly. No doubt about it. But we know Tobias, his shots just need to go in. He's not going to shy away from shooting. He'll just start shooting more. But, Ben, we can't have those where you sort of disappear for two or three quarters. And it's like you're playing 4-on-5 out there.
That's exactly my point.
Mm, we agree. Who's your Philly past their prime?
Would Herschel Walker qualify?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Good one, Kyle. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Herschel.
He rushed for 1,000 yards, but he was clearly the...
Did he get 1,000 yards here?
I believe he did, yes.
Oh, that I did not know.
Yes. I believe he broke the... It had been a long time since I think Ernest Jackson was the previous Eagles running back that ran for 1,000 yards. He ran for 1,070 yards in his first year with the Eagles in 1992.
Okay.
Which was actually, well, so it's because he was traded. He only rushed for 1,000 yards one other year.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, Herschel was more of a, they used to have this stat with Herschel. I remember it was like 700 yards receiving, 700 yards rushing,
yep.
700 yards kickoff return yardage.
Yep.
Because he did everything. He's kickoff returner. Receiver and out of the backfield.
You can see him. You can see him getting going on the kickoff where he's so damn big and he gets some speed behind him. I didn't realize because this is long before it became a big thing for running backs to be catching out of the backfield.
Right.
But Herschel's first year in the league, he had 76 receptions.
Yep.
76, 60, 53. Yeah, so he was a good. He had 75 catches out of the backfield for the Eagles in 1993. So I mean, he was like obviously never lived up to the potential of what people thought he was going to be, and then the Vikings traded their whole draft for him.
Yeah,
and Jimmy Johnson built the whole team off the draft.
Yeah, he's more famous for that than he is anything. And Herschel was one of the best college football running backs ever.
Ever.
I don't know, man. It was almost like Bo Jackson, where. We as a society was so enamored with his athletic ability, he almost didn't know what to be good at doing. And now he didn't play two sports, but he never focused in on just being a running back. And then he had the track star. He had the track thing going too. Well, I think he ran track for Georgia.
I'm sure he did.
So he was like a speed guy. I don't know if he ever really loved playing football.
Sure.
Right? It was like he was just – that good of an athlete, so he did it.
He almost looked at himself like as an Olympian, because later on he would be.
Remember,
bobsledding.
Right. He did the bobsledding. He did MMA. So
he did the MMA.
Yeah,
that's right.
Remember that? I think Man Howard. I think Man Howard had Herschel Walker on.
I've interviewed him before.
Yeah.
He's an interesting cat.
Yes,
he is. He roomed with Vi Sekahema in training camp the 1 year, and Vi tells the story of waking up and Herschel's nude. Doing yoga stuff in the
Pause.
In the room. Look at Jack's face. Yeah, no, it's not my story, Jack. Hey, he wakes up and he's like, Herschel, you can put some clothes on there?
Let me tell you the story about what happened there.
I'm thankful I've never experienced that. With a roommate.
Where you woke up and he's exercising naked.
Like, yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
Some wacko?
I know you're doing your job, but that's it.
So what's Herschel's favorite? Doesn't he have some famous workout routine where he claims to do 1,000
push-ups
or something a day?
Yeah, sit-ups and push-ups. Like, he never lifted weights. All he ever did was push-ups and sit-ups. Like, we used to use that as a joke. Like, Herschel didn't lift weights.
Look how big he is.
Look how big he is. Like, all he did was push-ups and sit-ups.
Jack, was that your routine? You were a baseball player
growing up. Nah.
So he said that he did as many as 5,000 sit-ups and push-ups a day.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a lot of sit-ups. And push-ups.
That's not
come
possible.
On. Yeah, come on. Give
me
a break.
Like, your body would break down eventually.
Yes.
Would it?
Well, because it has to
You can't do that every day. No.
Right.
No, you can maybe do it every other day.
A little bit. Was he doing it every other day?
It sounds like a Wilt story, to be honest with you.
To this day, he claims that he does 1,500 push-ups and 3,000 sit-ups each day at 58 years old.
Wow.
He interviewed him during the pandemic, and he said that he was growing a little bit overweight, so he got back into the routine. There you go.
Now, the 1,500 push-ups I could see.
I don't know which is more believable, the sit-ups or the push-ups.
The sit-ups.
Yeah, the sit-ups are harder, though.
The sit-up, I mean, but 1,500 push-ups?
1,500 push-ups.
Well, not in a row.
No, like, I mean, what does he do, like 115 separate times?
50 at a time.
50 at a time?
When I was doing them, I could do 50 at a time, so he might can do 100.
Sure.
Should we start this on the Marks and Reese?
Nah, I'm out. But you could do 50 at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 good push-ups and... What is that? That's
That's
30.
Yeah, you have to do it 30 times a day. 50 push-ups 30 times a day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But 50 push-ups
yeah,
once.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Once.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Let's go to our buddy Nick in Elkins Park. What's up, Nick? How are you?
What's going on, John? What's going on, Ike?
Yo.
What's up, Nick?
I just want to build on especially a point that I got some Sixers, I got some Bills, but I want to talk about what Ike was just saying with it being we need to get to a certain level. As far as having that series where we felt like we were next up, I feel like we kind of had that. I mean, that's what that Raptor series was. You know, now it's time for them to put up or shut up as far as I'm concerned. I've had enough with the process BS, and I've had enough with Ben and his Ferraris on Instagram. Now he needs to play. He needs to play.
Yeah, you know, listen, I think that's fair.
To wear $5,000 shirts. You need to start putting up some numbers, dude.
But see, Nick, here's the thing. Does anybody really believe that Ben Simmons is going to turn into a different player than what we've seen before? I certainly don't.
I certainly don't know.
I
called you guys a couple months ago. I wanted to trade him for Harden. The only reason I took that back is because of some team chemistry. Mm-hmm. I mean, he needs to put up. Like, Embiid is playing. And I'll tell you what, Jack said he felt real good about the Sixers. Did he feel real good when Joel and Ben didn't get double digits the other night against
Next question.
Did you feel real good about that? Because I didn't feel real good about that. Where they actually had to go out there and earn their number one seed and they couldn't put it up that night either.
Jack.
I'm ready for them to start playing. Like, this is the year. This is it.
I agree.
You got the number one seed. You know, Joe's rocking the chain. Ben's got the Ferrari. He wants to get Defensive Player of the Year. You guys got to play. You know, they got role players for them. They got George Hill. They got all these shooters.
Doc's not worried about anything. Pieces.
Yeah, come on. You got Curry. You got Danny Green. You got your boys. You need to play. Now, as far as the Phils are concerned, that team, Harper is having a year. No one's on base for him. I mean, if you look at his RBI numbers,
he's got like 12 RBIs or something.
I mean, that is ridiculous. These guys got to get on base. And I know it feels like Gilio was talking about this the other night. It feels like every time Hoskins gets a hit, it's a home run.
How about we just
get on base? You know, Segura hits 300. His on base percentage is 300 practically. He's a contact guy. I know Jack's a baseball guy. He could probably go into that a little bit. You know, he's not. That average is kind of misleading.
Yep.
So that team's got some issues too. I'd be fine getting rid of Segura. I think he's kind of a locker room cancer, to be honest.
All right.
He's fat and he doesn't run out balls. I mean, that's my opinion.
Nick, who's on your Philly past their prime team?
Philly past their prime team. I think the all timer here, Chris Webber. Picked him up, paid him a boatload of money, didn't do jack for us.
See, Webb.
Seen it mentioned
That's
many times.
Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah.
Literally, he's a Hall of Famer.
Our good buddy Yuki Washington checked in with C. Webber, too.
What's up, Yuki?
I forgot to get that in there.
A lot of people with
C. Webb. It's the Hall of Famer, C. Webb.
Yeah, literally.
NBA Hall, yeah.
Along with Ben Wallace and some others.
I remember I was so excited when they got C. Webb. I thought they were getting, like, you know.
Yeah.
The perfect guy to pair with AI.
There was never a perfect guy to pair with AI, unfortunately.
We tried Big Dog.
I have him written down on my past their prime team, too.
Oh, no, my bad. Hold on. Were they here at the same time, though?
No.
Right?
I think they tried Big Dog first.
Okay.
This is when they're like, Van Horn, that didn't work. Right. Big Dog, that didn't work. C-Web, that didn't work. They tried every, like, all the guys that were past their prime. They tried everybody.
They could have drafted Paul Pierce, but they promised Larry Hughes. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Wonder what he's doing today.
Larry Hughes?
Yeah.
Or Paul Pierce.
Yeah, Paul, I don't want to know what Paul Pierce is doing right now.
Paul Pierce is doing.
My cousin John checks in, the other John Marks, with Lance Parrish, former Philly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was great with the Tigers.
He's one of your least favorite, right? Like,
Lance Parrish, I mean, yeah, he was a big free agent signing for the Phillies when they were trying to keep the Mike Schmidt Phillies alive in the mid '80s, and he was terrible. he was one of the first big, like, weightlifting. He had big biceps, big forearms, but it didn't translate here. I think he batted like 200 his first year. 215-592-9494. All right, Phillies calls. How are you looking at this team? Half full or half empty? What's the glass on your Phillies? Also, buying the 76ers hype heading into the playoffs, are you? And who are some Philly athletes that joined our teams past their primes? Ryan Kerrigan signs with the Philadelphia Eagles today. All that's coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.